Hello friends, today we are going to see part 5 of Investment Management 1. As in some chapters before, I had spoken to you and explained to you all there are different parts in this subject. We saw part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4. That is how now we have reached to part 5. In this part, at the end of this part 5, you are going to learn what is the right time to buy, and you will understand what is the right time to buy. Trust me. You'll also learn and understand which is the right time to sell. Sell what? Buy and sell what? Correct. Superb, Akanksha. Buy and sell shares. Why long-term investment is important? Do you think long-term investment is important? Yes, absolutely. But why is it important? We learn in this particular part. Also, we will learn what do we mean by term speculation. So these are four objectives of this part, that is part 5. This part 5 is focusing on these kind of activities and tools. Let us now go ahead and see in today's topic, we are going to see chapter number 17, which is called as the time to buy. This chapter focuses on the issue or focuses on the aspect that what is the right time as a company to buy the shares, or what is the right time as an individual investor to buy the shares? Well, I mean, right time means it does not mean that at what time, in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening. This is not regards to as right time to buy. Right time to buy means which is the right situation you are supposed to take a call to buy the shares. This is what we'll be seeing in this chapter. Particularly, we will be seeing when to buy, as in when is the right concept, when is the right situation you should buy. And secondly, we will be seeing considerations to purchase shares. What are the considerations based on which one should purchase shares? So, in short, in other words, if I have to sum up what this chapter is going to be, this chapter is going to be an exciting journey for helping us to understand the time to buy. Time to buy is very, very critical and very, very important decision. Let us go ahead and see the dynamics and attributes of this chapter. When to buy. After deciding which share to buy, next investor needs to decide when, at what, and at what price to buy. After seeing the previous 16 topics, you would have been convinced that X company is a very good company because you looked after the industry risks. You looked after or checked about the cross-country exposures and lot of different parameters. You went ahead and you decided that this is the right company to buy. Now, the next question which comes up to an investor's mind is, when is the right time to buy? That is why they say that after deciding which share to buy, next question investor needs to decide is when and at what price he should buy. This is the very, very important question, friends. Price fluctuate widely. It fluctuates means what price is going to go up and down very wide. Decision when to buy is much more difficult than which share to buy. It is not very difficult to decide which share to buy. I can buy shares of in India companies like I can buy shares of Ambuja Cement, I can buy shares of ACC, I can buy shares of Asian Paints, I can buy shares of Bajaj, I can buy shares of any company in the country. But what is the difficult thing to understand? The difficult thing to understand is when to buy is the most important difficult question we have to answer. When to buy and not which share to buy. Which share to buy is very easy to understand. After us looking on those parameters, if we focus properly and decide it properly, then which share to buy is easy. But what is difficult? When to buy is a difficult call. Prices of blue chips. Blue chips, I hope you all remember by now. So prices of blue chips also rise or fall drastically on news of scandals, drought, riots, strikes, tax raids, or demands. So prices of blue chip companies, which are A-grade companies, also rise or falls based on these parameters. Like when there is a scandal in the company, there is a drought in the country, there is a riots happening in the country, there is a strike in the company, when there is a tax raid in the company, or there is demand fall in the company. In all these situations, prices of blue chip companies go up and down. There are no rules by which you can identify the price which is the lowest to make a purchase. So based on all these parameters, we feel that I think that the right time to buy is when the prices are going to go down. And I'll tell you a small instance. Few weeks ago, there was I was able to meet a person, and his name was Mr. George. When I met Mr. George and I asked him a question, Mr. George, you look to be a very respectable and a reputable man. Can you tell me, Mr. George, if I want to invest in shares, which is the right time to invest in shares? Mr. George smiled for some time and then he started laughing. And he laughed out loudly. And he told me that it is a very simple question. So I asked him, sir, then tell me a simple answer for this question. Mr. George told me that the right time to buy shares is when the markets are going down. Then I asked him the second question. Sir, can you judge when the markets are going to go down? I asked him the question, Mr. George, can you tell me when the markets are going to go down? Is it going to go down today? Is it going to go down tomorrow? Is it going to go down day after tomorrow? Can you tell me when the markets are going to go down? And he could not express anything. Because we cannot predict when the markets are going to go down. We cannot judge that tomorrow the markets are going to go up or markets are going to go down. And hence it becomes very difficult for us to analyze or judge that this is the right time to buy shares. Hence, we have got certain guidelines, certain parameters, certain situations. In those situations, on those guidelines, on in those areas, whenever you fall in, you can take a call, you can take a decision to buy shares. Let us go through those guidelines that can be used to take a decision when should you actually buy the shares. Shall we move ahead, friends? Thank you. First guideline that you need to follow, which you can use to decide when is the right time to buy, is do not buy when prices rise sharply, as they are bound to drop. When suddenly you find that some company share prices are going up, don't start immediately going for buying, because the things which go up fast has to come down very fast. Hence, make sure you do not take a call or do not take a decision for buying such shares, because it is continuously rising. Do not buy shares which everybody is buying. So say, for example, your friends, family, relatives, cousins, uncle, aunties, everyone has started going to buy those shares. Do not start buying the shares of those companies. Price falls when sudden interest is there, share is lost. Maybe then you can buy. So what is happening, that everyone has got interest right now in these shares. So suddenly the prices is rising. Tomorrow, when your interest goes down, automatically the price of this company's shares will go down. And maybe then it would be a right time to buy for you those shares. So that is what I say, that do not buy shares which everybody is buying. So which are the right considerations or right situations when one should purchase? Buy when price falls with no apparent reason. When you are observing the share market, when you are observing the market, look around for companies' shares prices which are falling, but there is no apparent reason. There is no reason why this company's share should fall, but then also it is falling. It means that this is the right time to buy shares. The shares are falling down because of the reason. Might be there is more amount of supply and less amount of demand. There could be a reason. That could be a reason. But not because the company is not doing well in the market. Company is doing well in the market. But suddenly there are a lot of people who want to sell the shares and move out. So when price falls with no apparent reason. Next, do not buy when all prices are falling. One does not know when the fall stops. Wait for prices to stabilize. Do not buy when all prices of the shares in the market are all falling down. Don't start buying at that time, because you do not know when this stop or when this fall will stop. So wait for the time and The market itself will tell you that now I am going to rise, now buy. Study high low of a share and buy at prices near the low. So study which is the high price, which is the low price, which is the we had learned this part, which is the high price. High price is known as what? Ceiling price. Very good, Akanksha. What do you mean by low price? Low price means what? Low price means what? Yes. Yes, Kavita, can you tell me low price means what? Very good. Low price means floor price. Very good. So study the ceiling price and floor price of a share and buy at prices near the floor price. When it is at the bottom price or low price, one should go ahead and purchase. Then do not buy at a price which is more than the average of the previous year. So do not try and buy the price of the company's shares whose prices are higher than the company's average years. Means last whole year, when you add a price of every day divided by number of days, you will get some average price. When the price of the current year share is more than this average price, do not buy such kind of shares. Why is it so? There might be a chance where the prices are rising very high, and hence it is requested that do not buy shares of such kind of companies. So do not buy at a price which is more than average of the previous year. Very good. Next is buy before annual results of a sound company that you feel is doing well and are to be declared. So remember, one should buy shares of the companies when it is going to declare some good decisions. How do you know that company is going to declare good decisions? It means that when the company is going to announce that you will come to know just 1 or 2 days before the company tells you that tomorrow we are going to announce with some important or major issues of the company. So during those times, one should take a call to buy before that, so that when the decisions is given, when the information is passed, suddenly the price of that particular thing will start rising. When the price of that thing start rising, automatically it is giving you indication that yes, you are going to have the benefit of price rise. That is why I say that buy before annual results of a sound company. Whenever the annual results is going to happen, before that you should take a call to buy that you feel as it is doing well and it is to be declared a good results. Buy shares of company which is attempting to make its presence felt in the market. How do you know that the company is attempting to present, I mean, create results, or the company is attempting to do something in the market? There is lot of people are talking about this company. You feel that company is trying to create a presence in the market. Yeah, the company is trying to create presence in the market. How do you come to know? When the company, everyone talks about that company, everyone speaks about that company, the company is in news, the company is in picture of the market, industry start talking about that kind of a company. Suddenly everything starts happening more about that company. Company is very positive in nature. During those times, one should attempt to buy this company shares. So that is why I say that buy shares of a company which is attempting to make its presence felt in the market. I hope everyone is following all these parts. Great, super. Buy just before a company is about to commission a new project or commence production. So remember, one decision also, or one such particular, you can take a call for buying the shares of that company when the company is going to start up a new project, when the company is going to set up a new factory, or when the company is going to set up a new plant, and company is going to grow, or company is going to start making sure that the factory which has been set up, it is going to give good returns to the company. So during such kind of situations, when the company is going to start something with regards to the factory or with regards to the company's businesses, you should take a call to buy these company's shares. Also, purchase on a day a company announces a major event. So make sure that one should also purchase shares of the company when company announces a major event. Like for example, company announces that company has got a contract of 1500 crores. Like in India, we have got companies coming up onto the media and announcing that the company's results are good. Company is expecting this kind of orders. Company is planning this kind of activities. Company is doing this kind of activities. So when they announce this kind of major issues, make sure you buy. Why? Because the fact that when they announce such kind of thing, company will get the money. When company gets the money and company's revenues are good, then company might give shareholders dividends. Also, because company's earnings are good, the prices of that company's shares are going to increase because there will be good demand. Everyone would like to invest in such companies whose performance is good in the market. So automatically the price of these companies are going to rise. That is why they say that purchase on a day a company announces a major event. Watch how prices of other shares in industry are moving for clue to buy. Also, What is the parameter you need to follow? You need to follow a parameter that is checkout. In the industry, how the competitors' prices are going up or down. Check out how prices of other shares in the industry. Say for example, you belong to banking industry. Then check out if your company's name is State Bank of India. Check out how the prices of Bank of Baroda is moving. How the prices of Canara Bank in India is moving. How the prices of Centurion Bank in India is moving. How the prices of HDFC, ICICI and many more banks are going up and down. This will give you a clue that should you buy the company shares or should you not buy the company shares. So these are few parameters you need to consider while purchasing the shares. Thus, if I have to sum up today's topic, time to buy, I would like to tell you one important information, that there is no right time to buy, that there is no such right situation to buy, or rather let me put up in this manner, that you cannot decide to buy when the markets are going up, you also cannot decide to buy when the markets are going down. Right time to buy is decided by the investor only when he feels that when you invest in such company, you will get returns over a long term period. Trust me that this word investment should be respected generously, judiciously, religiously as investment only. That is, investment means what? Investment means investing and then waiting for a period of time, and not just investing today and tomorrow asking for returns. So you have to invest and sit for time, and then that time will give you value and return. So finally, last words is that the right time to buy is when the industry, not basically the company, is doing well, not basically when the prices are falling, or not basically when the prices are rising. The right time to buy is based on these parameters. If you start following these parameters or these situations, situational parameters, then you will be in a better position to judge for yourself that this is the right time to buy. I hope you had a good time understanding this chapter, that is the time to, when is the right time to buy. Trust me, I had a good time explaining you all this chapter. Hope you will accept these things in your life and benefit from this. That's all from my side. Thank you.